Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome you all to the IPONS update for PCT International and the ePCT Electronic Application Management System. My name's Leon Davis. I'm from the attendee list of a number of the people at the seminar have filed and received emails from myself as receiving officer for the New Zealand Receiving Office. I would like to give you some to provide you with a little background detail around IPON's involvement with the development of ePCT case management system. IPONS was one of the first PCT receiving officers in the world to adopt ePCT as a filing system for both the applicant and as a processing system for the receiving office. And IPONS have now been using the system for 30 months. In that 30 months, the ePCT system has continually evolved. It's both an online filing system for the applicant or the agent to create their application and submit it to the International Bureau and to IPONS as the receiving office, but the same portal is also our working environment. So the receiving office do all its processing, we do all the uploading of our documents, processing of the fees and transmittal to both the International Bureau and, as a new feature, the search authorities that are elected for each application. As of today, the New Zealand Receiving Office has processed 513 applications in the ePCT filing system. Now, the ePCT portal is under constant development, with the team at WIPO being very receptive to address issues and to implement new features as they come forward. So they are very good at taking criticism in some cases and building the system to make it easier for both the applicants to file, to cut down errors, to take out some of the manual processing, and for the receiving office to streamline their processing to remove a lot of the previous very manual processes and turn it from a completely paper-based system of applications coming in, applications having to be generated in paper in two copies, and then when fees are paid at the start of each month, sending paper copies of applications around the world at a huge expense. With the ePCT filing system, this is a file view of, this is actually a file view of a real application. I've redacted the information because I need to show some features that are very new. Only went live last week, so this is the only application I've been able to do these features with. But with the application, you can see all the documents. This is the file view page, so you have every document that is processed, every document that is uploaded is stored in their application. They're all electronically secured. The server that runs ePCT is managed and housed by WIPO, so IPONS doesn't have to maintain it, keep it secure. So the whole process is electronic and it's online. Some of the main features of benefit with ePCT is... It has a large number of features around controlling your application. When you file your application in ePCT, as the applicant, it is your management system. You can store all the applications that you've filed as an agent from 2009 onwards. So you can have a whole portfolio of applications. You can follow them. Again, much the same as with Madrid, if a notification is put up, if a document's put up by a search authority, receiving office put up a document, and upload it, you can get email responses. So you can follow the track of the application. And with this PCT timeline, it gives you all the important dates of as you work your way through the time frame of the international application. Another key feature is, again, every transaction that has occurred for this particular application. This is a new application that's just been transmitted. So as you can see, there is a large number of activities, and those activities are stored as record. Now, with EPCT, what you see as an applicant, documents, transactions-wise, is exactly the same as what the receiving office sees. So you're able to track your application because you can see the content and the corrections that are being done. So if you file a set of amendments, you can see that they're being processed. One of the major enhancements that has just become live is in this document upload window, there are... I'll just see if I can... doesn't want to work. There are four tabs running across the top of the document stage. There is documentation that's held by the IB. So that's all of the technical details of the application. The next grayed out tab is documents held by the receiving office. So that's content that we upload into the application. The next tab, which is a new feature, is that the receiving office and the applicant is able to see documents for the International Search Authority. So if you have to file an amendment for an application, replacement drawings, replacement specification details, you file those documents via EPCT. The New Zealand Receiving Office get an email that confirms that there's documents, tasks to be completed. When the Receiving Office processes them, we upload them to the International Bureau, but we can now also upload them to the Search Authority, if the Search Authority is Australia, Korea, or the EP. So it means that rather than WIPO, rather than the Receiving Office uploading the document, WIPO processing the document to then transfer it on to the Search Authority, the Receiving Office can actually upload those documents straight into the Search Authority's application. And with EPCT, everything is in real time. So when I upload it, they have it within 2 to 3 minutes. So especially for items that are very time critical, as many things are, it's there. It's in their system. It's there for them to be processed. And when they're uploaded, once they're processed, they become visible to the agent. I'll go back one slide. The top two items in the spreadsheet are a set of replacement drawings that had to be filed. Now, these were uploaded to the IB, and the second document down is the confirmation letter that says, yes, the documents have been uploaded to the IB. With this new feature, with being able to send them to the Search Authority, these are the same two documents in IP Australia's inbox to be processed by them to go straight into the application. So with EPCT, when the fees are paid for the application, there is no delay with the search copy going to the Search Authority. When it's uploaded to WIPO, we tick a box which confirms that the Search Authority is going to get paid. Once that box is ticked, we upload it. We get a notification of receipt from WIPO within 2 days, and then on average, we get a notification from the Search Authority within another 2 days. This process, when it was a paper-based filing system, could take up to 6 to 8 weeks to get these notifications. And effectively you can file your application, pay your fees on the same day, and it's with the International Bureau and the Search Authority for searching within that day. So it's streamlined the process considerably, and I'm noticing that there is no delay with the payment of the fees. Our accounting system means that we can only process once a month for our fees. It doesn't affect EPCT because as soon as the applications are paid, the application is gone and it's the search authority starting their work. And just a final note. I'm very proud of the contribution and collaboration that IPONS has made with the establishment of the EPCT management system, and look forward to further enhancements and developments to increase the functionality for both the applicant and for the receiving office. One of the new enhancements that's just come in, there is a completely new interface, which is now in up on the WIPO website in demo. It completely changes the appearance of what EPCT looks like. It makes it a lot more functional compared to the previous system. The New Zealand Receiving Office is happy to assist where possible with training, any questions around using the system. We've done one-on-one tutorials for different organisations on how to file applications in the system. And again, we're quite happy to forward on feedback, questions, enhancements, anything you can think of.